Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. This is a show with the hostess of DC Love and Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. We channel messages and provide you with dear innate healing statements to help you to change your life. So we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. And here is the magical DC Love.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. It's such an honor to be here with everyone. My journey is a little bit crazy. It started with sugar cookies in a two-pound container that flew off my kitchen countertop onto my floor. My cell phone began to text me. Spirit sat on me. And all of this happened to get my attention. I had no other choice but to listen. And I'm glad I listened because it propelled me to where I am today on this beautiful path. Everything that happened was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. At that time, I also discovered that I had a strong connection with spirit. Since that time, I've never looked back. I did have a background in law enforcement, but I've traded in my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. She and I first connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me. Yep, she threatened me. And we've been together ever since. It took me quite a while to realize that the connection that we had is truly divine. And Joan has left the door open. And those on the other side, they walk through it continually. And my chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. It also helps me to relate and work with clients that are worldwide and from all walks of life. Again, my journey is anything but normal, but that's okay. I wouldn't have it any other way. And I've taken my abilities to radio to access, I think, like an even wider audience. And it really makes me feel so beautiful and wonderful to help people all over the place and to bring my unique brand of divine messages and healing to people, you know, via the radio at regular intervals. But to put it more simply, my purpose is just to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good evening, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, and activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people to change their beliefs, to let go of what was holding them back, and to move into the possibilities in their lives. I'm also a channel, so I can give them messages from the divine if that's something that I'm guided to do. Mostly what I want to do is to help people to make the changes that are going to make their lives better, that are going to make their lives more enjoyable, that are going to let them see that they have power, that they have freedom, and that they truly are creating what they are experiencing. So while DC is going to tell you all kinds of messages from the angels, I'm probably just going to ask you to say some dear innate statements to start clearing things up. That's why we work so well together. But you can learn more about me and what I do and whether or not I can help you make changes in your life by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots of information there. There's even some work that you can start doing on yourself. So if you are ready to make change, go check it out. All right, DC, now it is time for us to start working with these beautiful, amazing people. So our first caller is from area code 914. Hi, who's this? Area code 914. Hello, area code 914.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Kat. How are you, lovely ladies, this evening?
We're doing
hello,
great,
Kat.
How are you?
Good, good, thank you.
So what can we do
awesome.
For you?
I'm excited about two prospects that I have coming up, and I was just wondering if you could steer me in the approach of how to handle them. One is working with a man. His name is Daniel. I was wondering if I should wait until he contacts me, or if I should contact him again. And the other is with a lady named Sarah, if our meeting will go well. If you could please guide me in those two directions, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Beautiful, Kat. Okay, well, I was getting that with the both of them, You're not thinking in the right way. You have to think a little bit more unlimited.
Okay.
Okay, it's sort of like this is like a little bit of a test for you. And you've got to just go forward very slowly, but stay optimistic, okay? You know, we're going into the winter months, and thank goodness winter doesn't stay forever. You know, it does turn to spring.
Yeah.
Okay? So... Yeah. You've got to watch. I'm getting like there's feelings within you, and you cannot let them interfere with the goals that you have, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it's sort of like your creativity and your thoughts, they're a little bit restricted, and that's not going to help you to really do what you'd like to do, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you've got – Ginger's coming in. She loves Kat, and she's saying, Kat, girlfriend, you're a money magnet. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, so you've got to see yourself as that money magnet. You're successful, you're driven. Kat, you have leadership qualities. And you have the ability, you know, to have success in whatever project that you put your energy in. And you've got to trust and believe that you're protected in whatever you do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm getting is you've got to, you know... Any question that you have, you know, when the angels come in, they always say the answer is always love. And I'm getting you've got to open your heart to feel all this beautiful love. You're thinking a little bit too much. You're analyzing a little bit too much. You've got to spend a little bit more time feeling and experiencing, okay?
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot more thinking, you know, that you're doing. And you've got to be sort of like... a little bit more open to, like, really, like, feeling to be more vulnerable, okay? You are this magnificent, you know, beautiful human being that is so talented, and you've got to let people come in and really get to know the true Kat, the one that I know, okay? So Mother Mary is saying, Kat, you know, like, you've just got to, you know, drop those defenses and just know that Archangel Michael is with you, okay? You can do whatever you want. You are protected, okay? So you've got to know that. Okay. With the, let's see, I'm just trying to see if they're going to give me something a little bit more specific. I'm still, like you said, with, like, I'm getting like a maybe with the people that you asked about right now presently with the two of them, okay?
Okay.
And the reason I'm getting a maybe, I think that there's some challenges around you, and you've got to, I think, work out the challenges, and you've got to openly accept prosperity and abundance into your life because it is your birthright, okay? So there's a couple of things I think you have to work on you first so that they could come in, you know, to your, you know, to your future to manifest them. So what I'm getting, like, right now is, we're connecting, Barbara, yourself and me, and even Ginger. She said, I'm here too. Don't forget about me. Right, like right now is not the right time, like currently, like at this moment, okay?
Okay.
In the immediate future, it's not quite right, okay? I'm getting, you know, like the energy is not at the highest level that it could be at as well, okay? So if you wait a little bit longer, you're not going to have any disappointments, okay?
Okay.
And Ginger is saying, just, you know, hang tight, girlfriend. You can't move ahead right now, okay? And she said, you know that there's always going to be options and there's going to be, you know, opportunities available to you. And the angels can help you and guide you into, you know, like a new direction. So she's saying, you know, like right now, she doesn't feel like right now as we're connecting is the right time. But you've got to have faith because you will manifest what you're wanting. You've got to stay positive. You've got to follow the guidance that you're receiving as well. And at times it can be, you know, a little overwhelming. But just know that, you know, everything will fall into place, okay? And you've got to watch that you don't allow any negativity to come in the meantime.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So that's, having faith is going to be, you know, something that will get you through the waiting time. And as you know, Archangel Michael is with you, and he's saying, my beloved cat, I am here. I'm here to give you courage. I'm here to give you strength. I'm here to help you to have the faith that you need in yourself and in the universe, okay? So Archangel Michael is with you as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And getting as well, not only Archangel Michael, Ginger said, you know what? We're inviting someone else into the team as well. We're going to invite Archangel Uriel in.
Oh.
And the reason Uriel is coming in is because of the emotions that you're holding on to. There are emotions within that need to be released, and there are emotions within that need to have a little bit of forgiveness around them, Kat. Okay? And again, it goes back to opening up to all the love that's around you and releasing anything that's not love, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Archangel Uriel, Ginger, saying, you know, he's the Archangel of Wisdom and Light, Kat. He's the light of God. Okay? She's saying, you know what, see him as a big brother to you, okay?
Aw, beautiful.
Yeah, and he's going to bring that divine light into the situation, and he's going to help you with any difficulties that you're having, okay?
Okay.
He's going to help you to, like, let ease come in and let everything flow. So if you happen to see this beautiful amber yellow color around you, this is Archangel Uriel, okay?
Okay.
He's going to help to protect and transmute any kind of energy, like I said, that's not positive, you know, into a positive energy, heal whatever needs to be healed, okay? So presently, like I said, as we are connecting right now, it's just not the right time. But I am getting Ginger saying, don't worry, don't obsess, Kat, okay?
Yeah,
so if you get some worries, she's saying, please just release them because I'm hearing the word prosperity around you. There's beautiful angels all around you to help you. But she's saying, Kat, when I see these angels looking at you, they're saying, Kat, there's fear around you preventing you from acquiring what it is you are wanting.
Yeah.
So getting very soon. Release your worries and you will receive it soon. And she's just showing me this big, big, it's almost like a waterfall of pennies from heaven.
Wow.
So that's just an indication that prosperity will be coming your way, okay?
Yes.
So don't let that get to you. Like I said, it's gonna get better, okay? And you just have to take this time to make the conditions right and get yourself ready. Okay? And Ginger saying, Kat, you got to make sure that you're meditating. When you worry, you've got to meditate, okay?
Yeah.
You've got to sit. You've got to close your eyes. You've got to breathe. And in your mind's eye, see what it is that you are wanting, okay?
Yes.
If any worries come up, just allow them to come up and just be released. And replace those worries with something positive. And she's saying, you know, positive affirmations are really going to help.
Yeah.
Okay? So she's just saying you've got to dispel the worry. Okay?
Yeah.
And just let go of it. And she's saying, Mom, I think she's like a night, she's a night worrier, not a night warrior. Are you a night worrier? Do you sort of like, you can't quiet your mind when you're trying to sleep? She's saying she's a night worrier.
Yeah, yeah, I try to watch TV or, you know, something funny as I sleep to, you know, let go of it all. You know, I was just saying, like, in my mind today, you know, I give all my worries to Jesus, and I was asking for transformation from Saint Germain. Yeah.
Okay. And she's going off in a different direction. And she's saying, Kat, have you been eating enough of vegetables?
I think so. You think even more? I think so.
Okay. Okay, because I'm getting, what is she showing me here? Okay. Okay, so she's saying you might be eating a lot of vegetables, but are you eating the right vegetables? You've got to eat like non-starchy vegetables
mm-hmm.
That could be eaten with protein and not inhibit digestion, okay? So maybe
okay.
There's something with the you know, the combination of things that you're eating.
Okay.
Okay, because she's saying, you know, cucumbers, mushrooms, celery, kale, lettuce, parsley, some greens, broccoli.
Yeah.
Are you eating things like that?
Yes, I eat mushrooms and broccoli every day.
Okay, good. Okay. So I'm thinking whatever else is you're eating, just like look it up and just see, you know, if it's on a list of non-starchy vegetables. And are
okay.
you eating them with protein?
A little bit of protein.
Yeah?
Yeah, some nutrition shakes I take.
Okay. Okay, so I would just see if, like you said, if they're not starchy. Okay?
Okay.
And she's mentioning castor oil. She's mentioning olive oil. Okay?
Yes, yeah.
Even peanut oil if you're not allergic to it, okay?
Which one?
She's saying, like, the peanut oil, if you're not allergic to it, castor oil.
Yeah,
and olive oil are food for the nerves and the muscles, as well as, you know, it helps. So she's saying, like, feed the skin as well, okay?
Okay.
Rubbing, I guess, like the oils in, and it will help. Do you have, like, any nerve issues or anything, muscle, nerve issues?
My, like, I feel the pressure, like, on my back.
Okay.
You know, like, right on my shoulder blades. So that's why, like, maybe, like, an hour before I called you, that's what I was doing, is asking Saint Germain to transmute that and transform that and just let it go.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting like, you know, like the oils would be, you know, good to use with heat as well.
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
So she's saying, Ginger's saying like add it with some heat. Okay.
Okay.
You do need a little bit of healing, and you've got to, like you said, you've got to know that everything is going to happen. But it's going to happen in divine timing, Kat. It's not going to happen in your time, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you have faith in the meantime and know that all is well, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm also getting not only Saint Germain, but I'm getting Master Katumi is with you.
Oh, wow.
And Master Katumi is saying, my beloved Kat, you already know the answers that you are seeking. Trust what you know. Okay?
Okay.
So you have the answers and you know that is what I'm getting. And, you know, the knowledge you have is learned. Wisdom is remembered. Okay?
Okay.
So you have all that within you. Okay? And your soul is leading you presently. And you are being encouraged now to follow that call. So I do feel like there was an area there where, like, you did not have the answers, but it's almost like the sun is shining on you now, and it is your time, okay?
Aww.
So with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara to get that little bit of healing that you need so that you can go forward clearly, okay?
Okay. Thank
God
you.
God bless you. Thank you for calling in this evening.
God bless you, too. Thank you. I love you. Thank you so much.
Love you, too, hon.
Thank you.
Okay, Kat. We are ready to do some Dear Innate statements. So just repeat after me. Dear Innate, I no longer need to borrow troubles from tomorrow.
Dear Innate, I no longer need to borrow troubles from tomorrow.
Dear Innate, there is nothing for me to worry about.
Dear Innate, there is nothing for me to worry about.
Dear Innate, I am always guided.
Dear Innate, I am always guided.
Dear Innate, I stand in my power.
Dear Innate, I stand in my power.
Dear Innate, I trust in my guidance.
Dear Innate, I trust in my guidance.
Dear Innate, I am open to my life changing.
Dear Innate, I am open to my life changing.
Dear Innate, I choose to receive God's blessings.
Dear Innate, I choose to receive God's blessings.
Dear Innate, I deserve more.
Dear Innate, I deserve more.
Dear Innate, I release all fear from the past.
Dear Innate, I release all fear from the past.
Dear Innate, I am recreating my life.
Dear Innate, I am recreating my life.
Dear Innate, I choose to be healthy, wealthy, and happy.
Dear Innate, I choose to be healthy, wealthy, and happy.
Dear Innate, I always attract people who support me.
Dear Innate, I always attract people who support me.
Dear Innate, all things are possible.
Dear Innate, all things are possible.
Dear Innate, I believe in myself.
Dear Innate, I believe in myself.
And take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Liberating.
Wonderful.
Yes, truly liberating.
Good.
Fresh page.
You're definitely moving forward, so do what is right for you, okay?
Yes. Wow. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Thank you. I love you, too. Thank you so much.
We love you. Well, enjoy yourself.
Thank you, and both of you as well. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. God bless you both. Thank you.
All right. We are going to our next caller from area code 951. Let's see if this is Nathaniel.
Hey, good afternoon. Hi, how are you?
Great,
this
Nathaniel.
Evening,
how are you?
Pretty good.
Good. So, what's up with you today?
Well, I'm just relaxing on a Sunday.
Well, that's good.
Cleaning and organizing.
Okay, Well, let's see what kind of messages DC is getting for you.
Super. How you doing,
DC? Oh, Nathaniel, happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday it is.
It truly is. I'm getting, you know, you're doing your homework and you're doing a great job. I'm getting, like, health looks good. Okay. You do need a little help with releasing emotional attachment. Okay. And the angels are saying, Daniel, how's your vehicle running?
Seems to be running good, but I think I need an oil change.
Yeah, I'm getting, you got to have the vehicle checked, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you're doing a great job. You're coming into alignment, Nathaniel, with your heart, with your soul. But you've got to release attachments. I'm getting releasing emotional attachments.
Yeah.
Okay?
I agree.
Okay, and I'm also getting, that's going to help you with your creativity as well, okay?
Uh-huh.
But you're doing a good job. Okay, and you've got to remain relaxed. Are you taking time to meditate?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And when you meditate, release, you know, whatever it is you're holding on to. Don't worry about the hows, the winds. Leave that up to the divine, okay?
Uh-huh.
You don't have to be the script writer. You just have to be ready to accept all the good stuff coming your way. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And I think something good is coming for you, so you've just got to really just, you know, just open up and allow. And you've got to feel worthy. I feel like there's like an unworthiness in there, and you've got to get rid of that. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So we've got to sort of quiet those voices within, okay, and allow what is, you know, truly yours to come your way. And of course, when you ask what the answer is, well, love is always the answer, okay. So we're going to surround you, your situation, your relationships. We're going to surround it all with love to really help everything to heal, okay. And make sure that you too surround yourself with beautiful, beautiful energy. Okay, and when you do, you're going to see there's going to be miracles and healings and opportunities, and you're going to attract wonderful new relationships as well, Nathaniel. Okay?
Great.
Okay, I am getting, you know, you're holding on to some kind of, like I said, really, really old energy.
Yeah.
It causes pain, and we've got to get rid of that. It causes suffering. You don't have to suffer. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now is the time to move forward and rid yourself of that toxic energy within, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and you're going to feel all of, like, the energy that's not love. It's going to be released, and it's going to be beautiful, Nathaniel, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Barbara?
All right. Here we go. Dear Innate, I release all old emotional attachments.
Dear Innate, I release all old emotional attachments.
Dear Innate, I choose to live in peace.
Dear Innate, I choose to live in peace.
Dear Innate, I choose to see the beauty in life.
Dear Innate, I choose to see the beauty in life.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to receive the beauty.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to receive the beauty.
Dear Innate, I release all pain.
Dear Innate, I release all pain.
Dear Innate, I release all turmoil.
Dear Innate, I release all turmoil.
Dear Innate, I release all attachments to the past.
Dear Innate, I release all old attachments to the past.
Dear Innate, I move forward.
Dear Innate, I move forward.
Dear Innate, I am creating a new life.
Dear Innate, I am creating a new life.
Dear Innate, I accept what I do not know.
Dear Innate, I accept what I do not know.
Dear Innate, it is my time to live.
Dear Innate, it is my time to live.
Dear Innate, I open up to love.
Dear Innate, I open up to love.
And take a nice deep breath. Oh, how does that feel?
Oh, better.
Good. Wonderful. All right. You're supposed to, you know, pay attention to the music in you. I hear that song every time you call. I've got the music in me. Okay.
All right. Hey, well, thanks a lot.
You are welcome. And enjoy yourself and let that music out.
Okay. So
all right. Okay. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, and I want to remind people once again that when they call in, if they want to talk to us, they must press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears on my studio board. Otherwise, we will probably just let you listen, although, you know, that may not happen today. Okay, our next call is from area code 708. Hi, who's this? Area code 708. Area code 708, are you there? Okay, let me unclick you and click you again just in case the problem's with me. Area code 708. Are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Hi, who is this?
My name is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. What can we do for you today?
I'm just wondering what you see as far as my twin flame.
Okay, let's see what DC is getting first.
Hey, Cindy, how are you, hon?
I'm okay. How are you, DC?
Good. Well, the first thing that I'm getting is you've got to start loving yourself a little bit more. You've got to affirm that I am loved by all who know me, okay?
Okay.
So you've got to love yourself a little bit more. You've got to focus on what you want specifically, okay?
And that's what I've been doing.
Okay, and I'm also getting you've got to keep your emotions in check, okay?
Okay.
Watch the emotions, okay? Okay. I'm also getting that you're worrying too much about this relationship, hon, okay?
I do think about it a lot.
Yeah, well, I'm getting you think about it, but the energy is of a worrisome nature, hon, okay? So
okay.
Please just turn over to the angels, okay? Instead of, you know, that kind of energy, turn it into a prayer, okay? And, you know, just allow heaven to have all of those feelings, all of that energy, okay?
Okay.
And allow there to be divine intervention, Cindy, okay? Are you paying attention to your dreams, to your feelings? Okay, because I'm getting, you're getting some messages in your dream state as well.
Oh, I dream about him just about every single night.
Okay, well, are you paying attention to the messages that are coming in? Because I'm getting, you've got to start writing them down. It's sort of like pieces of a puzzle, okay?
Yeah.
That's what I'm being shown.
Yeah, I know that you channeled him the other day or last week. Did he, he said for me to relax, but did he say it's going to work out, just relax? Or did he say anything?
You know what, whatever I channeled, when I channel it, I release it, Cindy, so I'm not sure, okay? I'm giving you, like, messages right now that are real-time messages, okay? What I am getting is presently you need to have, like, an emotional release because you're sort of, like, in a state of fear, and that doesn't help you to go forward, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, you have to be a little bit more patient, okay? You know, to build a good foundation, you have to be a little bit more patient, hon. I am getting the word blessings around you. And, you know, just start counting the blessings that you see around you and focus more so on, like, all the good stuff in your life, from what is wrong to what is right. And, you know, make a mental list of it, say it out loud, whatever you want to do, and it's going to help you to have all the good stuff come into your life. Okay? You know, you've got to be, you know, a little bit more patient. You've got to wait. And I am getting, you know, things can change and go in a good direction for you, okay? And I'm hearing, like, building harmony, you know, in this relationship. So I know you've been waiting for quite a while. I realize that. Okay. What is it showing me? Okay. Yeah, I'm getting patience and trust, you know, and you've got to have, like, a little bit more stability in your life and really start focusing on you, Cindy, is what I'm getting, okay? And Mother Mary is coming in, and she's saying, focus on the feminine side of yourself, your beautiful virtues, because you two have the beautiful virtues like Mother Mary. That sweetness, that softness, that gentleness, your intuition, and allow yourself to receive the divine messages that will help to bring the love that you're looking for into your life, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm getting, you know, like, this is hard for you, you know, because you really want this relationship to come together, okay? And I'm just getting, like, is a time where there's, like, it seems like there's, like, a lot of little tests for you, okay? Are you getting out and having fun in the meantime while you're waiting, you know, for love to come your way? Are you having some fun?
Well, I'm out of work again, and I just pretty much sit in my house.
Okay, well, I just feel like that's not going to help you to get where you want to be, because you are the creator of what you're experiencing, and you know, choose to have abundance, choose to have love, unconditional love, choose to have whatever it is that you're wanting, okay? Start affirming all of that, okay?
Okay.
You've got to just know that you're deserving of all this good stuff that can come your way, Cindy. Okay, and know that you truly do deserve it. Okay?
Yeah, but it's hard to get out and have fun when you don't have money to go out and have fun. You know what I mean?
Right. I understand. But I am getting, like, something better is coming for you in regard to, like, work, employment, okay?
Yeah, I have two job interviews this week.
Yeah, I'm getting something good is coming, okay? You're going to be happier, you know, and that's going to help because, love and money are, you know, all oftentimes they're intertwined, okay? Okay, what did they show me? And I'm just getting, like, watch because with the worry and everything, are you having any kind of health issues at all? Because I'm getting you need to relax a little bit more.
No, no health issues. I sleep a lot, but I like to sleep.
Okay.
I'm feeling down, so maybe that's why I sleep a lot, but.
Okay. Okay, I'm getting like change. Change is going to happen, but it does take some effort, okay? So just, you know, just realize it's going to take a little time is what I'm getting, okay? And I'm getting spirit is coming in to help you co-create all that is for your highest and best. Okay?
Okay. All right.
So you've got to have faith, Cindy, and you know what? You have to ask spirit to just help you to have, you know, what is for your highest and your highest and best in regard to love, okay? Because I sort of feel like, you know, between like you had like the, you said you lost your job and things aren't moving as fast as you would like, you know, with this person, it's sort of like tangled Christmas lights, okay?
Yeah.
So you've got to just start loving yourself and becoming more self-aware, okay? Because I just feel like, you know, it's just like, it feels crazy. Like I said, it just feels like these lights are all tangled up, you know?
Yeah.
So ask spirit to come in and just, you know, help you for whatever's for your highest and your best. Because you truly, you're a beautiful person, and you truly do deserve love, Cindy. Okay?
Yeah,
you are going to have love that you're seeking. You will have love, okay? But you've got to allow spirit to come in and to help you, okay?
All right.
And like I said, you've got to take care of Cindy first, because sometimes you're a little critical of yourself, okay? The more that you love Cindy, the greater beautiful energy is going to start coming out of you, and it's going to, you know, and people are going to notice it, okay?
Okay.
And something nice for you, take a salt bath. You know, meditate. You don't have to spend a lot of money. Get some exercise and stop worrying, okay? You've got to start saying very beautiful, loving affirmations, okay? And as you're alone and you're not working, like you're home and everything, this is a good time to work on Cindy, okay?
I've been doing it. I've been trying, yes.
Okay, good. Yes, because loving yourself first is really, you know, it's essential to having a beautiful relationship, okay?
Right. What I don't understand is he came back to be with me, and I don't understand what the problem is now. Why it's just not awakened or what?
Okay. I'm getting, you know what, I'm getting, you're saying twin flame, but I'm also getting soulmate. And soulmate, as you know, is a little bit, okay? A soulmate could be a
friend. We're both. Right. We're twin flames and soulmates.
Well, the soulmate aspect of it may be a little different. It may be to help you learn lessons that you need to learn, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, they come in for mutual spiritual growth, okay?
Right.
That's why, you know, you recognize him immediately, and, you know, you felt that beautiful bond between you guys, okay?
Yes.
Okay. But I just feel like he's not on the same page as you are right now.
No, he's not.
And I'm getting afraid, the word afraid, okay? So,
yeah, well, I'm leaving him alone. I haven't seen him in like 3 weeks. I don't bring him gifts anymore. I don't go over there. I don't do it. I moved away.
Right, right.
To give him time to heal.
Yes, because even if you try to, like, really at this time say, oh, you know, like how I feel like this about you, you would scare the crap out of him, okay?
Oh, I already have, yeah, because I already told him. Yeah,
okay,
that's it.
And I'm also getting, like, someone is returning. Someone is returning, and I'm getting reconciliation, okay?
Okay. All right.
So what I'm going to do is I have to turn you over to Barbara, because you do need a little bit of a healing in regard, you know, to the area of love and loving yourself more, okay?
Okay.
And what I want to ask you before I turn you over to Barbara, I'm getting the word mother. So what is it like with your, you know, with your mother, are you holding on to that needs to be healed, honey?
Nothing. She's passed away. She's been gone for a while now.
Okay, but you're still holding on to some heavy emotions that are connected to your mother. Okay?
Just that our relationship wasn't all that great until she got sick.
Okay. Well,
she always thought I made bad choices.
Okay, well, that has to be healed. That's okay. We're going to take care of that and get you back on the path that you need to be on, okay?
All right. Thank you, DC. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. So welcome. Barbara?
Okay, Cindy.
Hi.
We're going to do some of those dear innate statements. Hello. And so I just want to repeat what I say. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Dear innate, I attract love into my life.
I didn't understand what you said. I'm sorry.
Okay. Dear innate, I attract love into my life.
All right. Dear innate, I attract love into my life.
Dear innate, I never chase love.
Dear innate, I never chase love.
Dear innate, the things I desire come to me.
Dear innate, the things that I desire come to me.
Dear innate, I know that I have value.
Dear innate, I know that I have values.
Dear innate, I deserve love.
Dear innate, I deserve love.
Dear innate, I release all of the old energies of my mother.
Dear innate, I release all the energies of my old lover.
Dear innate, my mother no longer runs my life.
Dear innate, my mother no longer runs my life.
Dear innate, I release the past.
Dear innate, I release the past.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the worry.
Dear innate, I release the worry.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to live.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to live.
Dear innate, I enjoy my life.
Dear innate, I enjoy my life.
Dear innate, I allow my light to shine.
Dear innate, I allow my life to shine.
Dear innate, my life gets better and better.
Dear innate, my life gets better and better.
Dear innate, I deserve the best.
Dear innate, I deserve the best.
And take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Good.
Wonderful.
Yeah, feels really good. Thank you.
All right, you need to get out and have fun. And it doesn't have to be expensive. You can just go for a walk. That doesn't cost you anything. But get out there,
yeah.
Have fun, smile, laugh, enjoy life. That's really important for you.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much, both of you. I appreciate it. And you
You're
both
welcome.
Have a wonderful evening.
You
as well, Cindy.
Okay. Our next caller is area code 203. Hi, who's this?
This is Denise.
Hello, Denise. What can we do for you today?
Well, first, just listening to your healings puts me in a good mood.
Well, good.
Yeah, and you know what?
Whoever I'm working with, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I'm taking deep breaths since I've been listening to the program.
Good.
So I just wanted to know if you have any messages. I am having very, very clear dreams.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's my father, and he's giving me a date.
Okay. Let's see what DC is picking up.
Okay.
Yes. Hi, Denise. This is DC. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're so welcome. Okay. I'm getting moving towards spirit,
mm-hmm.
is what I was hearing. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just seeing, like, love all around you.
Okay.
Okay? And it's just like, you know, allow yourself to be guided, you know, through the path of love, okay?
Okay.
Sometimes when I'm getting, like, this kind of message, it does involve, like, another person. Are you in a relationship?
Oh, yes, for a long time.
Okay. Okay, because usually then it means, you know, the relationship, you know, has the ability to grow stronger, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have children?
I do.
Okay, because I'm getting, you know, you have such a way with kids, with little kids, you know? You're a vessel of love for these children, Denise, okay?
Mm.
Do you work with little ones?
I don't. I do have a little thing with kids since I was younger, I think. I have two grown sons.
Yeah, because
now.
I'm getting, so that would be, you know, one thing that would be awesome if that was something that you were, you know, interested in, would be working with, like, little ones.
Hmm. Interesting.
They just love your nature and, you know, they trust you and your beautiful soul. So that's something to think about. But
mm-hmm.
I am getting that your angels have been sending you signs continually.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have.
Okay. I mean, a lot of them. I mean, through songs, maybe standing, like, in a grocery line, overhearing conversations wherever you go. There's so many signs that the angels have been giving you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes messages repeat themselves, even if they're not from the same people, okay?
Okay.
So pay attention, okay?
Yes.
And, again, I'm getting a message of love, okay? As you listen
mm-hmm.
to all these beautiful, you know, signs, whatever you're hearing, you're going to feel more loved, okay?
Mm-hmm, yes.
You have your beautiful divine team with you, okay? And I'm getting, like, that the path is that you're on is a path that you travel daily, okay?
Yes.
And I'm getting, like, the words, you know, taking action,
mm-hmm.
okay? So, are you afraid to go forward on the path? Because I'm getting, you know, you have to take action. Is there something that you're afraid to go forward and do?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, because are you trying to fix things? Because I'm getting you're trying to fix things that you think are broken.
I don't think so. I think I was ill a couple of years ago, and one of the messages I got was I needed to kind of step away. So I do try to do that, kind
okay.
of step away and let. I was always the fixer and the doer and getting everything together, and I'm trying to kind of let that go.
Okay, because I'm getting that you've got to, you know, recognize right now that things are exactly as they need to be in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, because I'm just getting, you know, that things are fine, okay? The other thing that, let's see, Spirit is showing me. Hold on. Okay, hold on here. What is they showing me? Okay. I'm getting, you need to give attention to patterns. There
okay.
are patterns in your life repeating themselves so that you notice them, so that you can move on.
Okay.
Okay. It's sort of like you're almost stuck in a cycle, Denise, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking ahead, but you can't see any signs of which way to go next, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting that the reason you can't, like, see ahead of you is because there are so many unresolved issues, situations, emotions. Mm-hmm. You're in need of clearing, okay?
Okay.
And if something comes up, like an emotion or whatever, accept it and let it come up. Bless it for the power to inform and then let it go. But you've got to pay attention to it so that you can let it go. You can remove it, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting finishing things. Do you have projects or something that you've left unfinished for some time?
No.
Okay, because I'm getting something needs to be finished and clearing space. And, you know, it's time to start anew. So you've got to make some space for new to come into your life.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, and I'm getting the word diet. Are you watching what you're eating?
I am kind of watching what I'm eating. I usually do.
Okay. Okay, because I'm getting like alternating your morning meals. Do you try to eat, like, do you have like a routine of what you like to eat?
I do. Same thing every day.
Okay, so I'm getting alternated. It's not good, you know?
Okay.
So if you have grains one day, have fruit and maybe eggs and fruit or something the next day. But like the same old every day is not good for you, okay?
Okay.
That okay.
Funny. Yes.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay, and how about like orange juice?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and believe it or not, I'm getting like with the orange, like say orange juice, if you have lemon, add like a drop of lemon to it.
Yes.
And if you have grapefruit or grapefruit juice, add a drop of lime. Okay.
Yes. Mhm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I kind of got away from more citrus. I usually eat a grapefruit or have lemon water in the morning, and I kind of got away from that.
Okay, well, if you do have, like I said, if you do have, like, the citrusy oranges or orange juice, add a drop or two of lemon, and then the grapefruit or the grapefruit juice, add a drop or two of lime, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, and if you have bacon, make sure it's really crisp.
Okay.
Very crisp. Not singed to the point of, like, you know, not being able to recognize it, but, like, crispy, very, very, very crispy.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm getting like, you know, like your diet, it's just, it's like more like just like switching up a little bit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
we'll do that.
And I'm getting like the eggs. Don't make them, if you make eggs, like don't like overcook the eggs. That's not good.
Okay.
They have to be a little bit more tender. Okay.
Yes.
So that's what I have for you. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. Thank you for calling us. You do need a little bit of healing, okay?
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Barbara? Barbara, you muted?
Yes, I was. And I was having a lovely conversation with Denise, and she was so happy to talk to me.
That old mute button.
Get you every time. Okay. So we are going to do some dear innate statements to clear some of the energies in your life.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so just repeat after me. Dear innate, it is safe for me to live.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to live.
Dear innate, I choose to have variety in my life.
Dear innate, I choose to have variety in my life.
Dear innate, I release my old habitual ways of being.
Dear innate, I release my old habitual ways of being.
Dear innate, I see life through fresh eyes.
Dear innate, I see life through fresh eyes.
Dear Innate, I recognize the good in me.
Dear Innate, I recognize the good in me.
Dear Innate, I have the freedom to be myself.
Dear Innate, I have the freedom to be myself.
Dear Innate, I open to receiving.
Dear Innate, I open to receiving.
Dear Innate, I accept my guidance.
Dear Innate, I accept my guidance.
Dear Innate, I trust myself.
Dear Innate, I trust myself.
Dear Innate, I do the things that I...
I'm sorry, you cut out.
Dear Innate, I do the things that I enjoy.
Dear Innate, I do the things that I enjoy.
Dear Innate, I am creating a magnificent life.
Dear Innate, I am creating a magnificent life.
Dear Innate, my life just gets better and better.
Dear Innate, my life just gets better and better.
Dear Innate, I am the most important person in my life.
Dear Innate, I am the most important person in my life.
Dear Innate, it is safe to put myself first.
Dear Innate, it is safe to put myself first.
Dear Innate, I unconditionally love and accept myself.
Dear Innate, I unconditionally love and accept myself.
Dear Innate, I allow my life to change.
Dear Innate, I allow my life to change.
Dear Innate, I deserve the best.
Dear Innate, I deserve the best.
And take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
It feels marvelous.
Good, wonderful.
Thank
you. The guidance is saying that it's time for you to pay attention to you.
I will.
Actually, yeah, notice what's right for you.
Absolutely.
They're showing me you living a life that was really based in habit. You know, this is what you did yesterday, so this is what you did today, and that's what you were comfortable with. But you're not supposed to live in some kind of comfort zone. You're supposed to actually experience life.
Okay.
So don't be comfortable.
Okay. I am pretty comfy on the couch right now, but. Well,
get up
thank
off
you
that couch
very much.
No, I'm just kidding. You are welcome.
Have a
and
good evening, ladies.
You
too. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, DC, we are done for today.
Oh, awesome. That's good, because I had Jackson, and he partied with a couple princesses earlier, so went to a princess party, so he had fun, and I'm tired, but we had a good time, and I feel even better now, you know,
well,
coming in, connecting and helping others, it feels so beautiful. But he partied, and he danced so hard and everything, he's out cold.
Now it's your turn to get out cold.
Yes. Yes. Well, Barbara, we had some amazing guests today. It was really beautiful.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was absolutely beautiful. And it's so funny, some of the messages that we get at times, you know?
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. I'm just seeing, I'm hearing friends all around you. I'm seeing like maybe more people start coming around. There's going to be more. So you've got to make some space on that path for more people. Make sure that you're, you know, allowing some space for new friendships in your life, okay?
Okay.
There's going to be new people coming in, and they're going to be part of a new life story that you're going to have to share with everyone.
Okay. Well, that sounds like fun.
It does. So you've got to clear some, you know, clear some room on the path.
Okay.
There's a lot of new coming. You've got to get ready for that new. It sounds really cool. Very, very nice.
Wonderful. All right. I guess I'll do some housekeeping tomorrow then.
Yes. Yes. Sounds like a plan. And Ginger's saying just make room. You know, in your space there and internally, just make room, make some space for all the new that's, it sounds like it's going to be very interesting.
Well, good, wonderful. You know, I like to have an interest.
Yes, I do too. So it sounds really cool. So make sure that you're meditating because she's showing me you're sitting on the floor and you have your legs crossed and you're meditating, okay?
I don't know where she got that image from, because that's not something I ever do. But
you've got to do it, then. You've got to just meditate. She's showing me a bedroom, and you've got to meditate.
Okay.
So she said you have to take, even if it's a couple minutes, just a couple minutes will help.
Okay, I can do that.
Yes, it sounds good. God bless you. You know, I'm laughing. I'm thinking, you know what? Now I just got the image of when you told me about the spider in your bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And Jackson, like his mom has really, really long hair. And if one of the hairs falls on Jackson, he starts screaming that there's a spider on him. He goes crazy.
Oh.
He just goes crazy. And here we had our whole family of grandkids, like last weekend, and one of them was playing with a little plastic toy spider. Well, the next day he saw it on the floor and he lost it. You know, he was screaming. And I went over, he's yelling, spider, spider, and it was a plastic spider, Barbara. Oh, my goodness.
Poor thing.
Yeah, so he has got a fear of spiders. So I don't know, but... And he's talking in his sleep. He's responding in his sleep. He's talking. Telling y'all about his fear of spiders.
Well, you take some time for you now and just let stuff in happen.
Oh, I will. Okay, everyone. Well, thank you for joining us, and please join us again. And if you have some time Tuesday and Thursday morning, we're available with Morning with Jesus. And if you wait till the weekends, well, we look forward again to connecting with you with love and amazing grace. Barbara, have a great couple of days till we connect again.
I will, and you too.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Good night.